Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Side Open Mic Live. Hello, everybody. How you doing out there? The show where you can pick your own subject, keep it clean, and we'll give out the number in a little bit. A lot of things going on in the world. A lot of trials now with all these crooked politicians and people that have deceived the public. You know, it's just unbelievable how the money is being misused while people all over this country are struggling and suffer. And the politicians should really address that and take care of it. And they're not. They are not. All right. Of course, one of the biggest wastes of money are the horrible nursing homes that millions of us to deal with. Take your money, take your resources, ruin your life. Tell you where you're going to die. It's just a horrible, rotten situation that they have created. The politicians have created the nursing homes, and they really ought to get rid of them. Turn them into accessible housing. Tomorrow night's our nursing home show. So if you want to know more about that, tune us in, and in a couple of weeks, we have the first news conference dealing with the nursing home that I know of, because it's going to give the solution. It's not just going to give information of what's going on, but it's going to the revelation of solution to these nursing homes. Now, whether or not the Congress and the politicians will do something about it is another story. But we at Inner Sight, along with the Independent Living out here in Suffolk County, have a solution to these nursing homes that will save the government money. You know, they talk about the government shutdown. Well, why don't they do something and get all that money away from these nursing homes that have plenty more to prevent a government shutdown? No one is addressing that. No one even talks about that in the politics. We're the forgotten people. We, the disabled and the elderly, are the forgotten people in this country. Could they allow all these things to hang over our heads? And we talked last night about the horrible death of Milton, the guide dog, and how that death has been compounded by the fact that the Guide Dog Foundation will not help Michelle, the blind woman, who was forced to bring her dog back to the school. She didn't want to do that. She wanted the school to come to her. At her classes where she was learning how to be more independent. So they insisted the dog go back to the school, and that was the beginning of the end of Milton. And you haven't heard one politician address that issue publicly. I haven't heard one. So there you have it, another issue. And as we spoke last night, three major basic issues. Enforce and amend the ADA, Americans with Disability Act, the service dog schools, and the horrible nursing home. Those are the three basic issues that must be remedied in this country if we are to improve the image of the disabled community. All right, inner side open mic. Engineer, are you there? I don't know if we have our engineer on. All right. If you have an open mic comment, you'll have to call the inner site hotline. That's 631-224-3090. Call the hotline, voice your open mic comment, and we will transmit it over the air. Or if you'd like to speak directly.
I'm here.
Oh.
Sorry.
Gave out the other number. All right. You're there, right?
Yes, I am.
You sure you're there?
I am, yes.
All right. You can dial the blog number 213-816-1650 if you want to get in on the open mic. And keep it clean. Pick your own subject. You know, I think it's really a disgrace that the President of the United States, Mr. Trump, is on trial. I mean, what kind of a feeling does that give you? I can only speak for myself. Or, you know, I'm sure millions of others feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
How can you trust a president, you know, who is dealing with so many different things? I'm not going to say the man is guilty, because you're innocent until proven guilty in this country. But it's just so horrible, disgusting, that the president of this country has even gone so far to get into that kind of a situation where you know, people believe that he's having crooked dealings, and there's a trial going on. I mean, I don't know how you feel about it, but I just don't feel good. Win, lose, or draw.
Correct.
Because how do you know?
Exactly.
There'll always be a doubt there.
Mm-hmm.
About a man like that. So, you know, we'll see what happens. The thing started, and who knows how long it's going to go on. The other part is the government talking about a government shutdown. How about all the money they're wasting on this trial with former President Trump? There's all money being spent to these lawyers. A lot of money to do this. So you got to believe that a lot of what these politicians are saying is phony, not true. I believe it. I really believe that. I've dealt with them over the years. I've been before them. I've been to try to convince them to change things where you're not even asking them to spend more money. And that's what makes it worse.
Oh, yeah.
When you give a politician a proposal and you let them know, hey, you don't need more money for this, let the agencies pitch in and start raising the money, and they still don't do something about the issue, then you know they don't give a damn. That's the bottom line. They just don't care. So the only alternative to that is for the organization or organizations that want to change is to have enough money to do it on your own. And, you know, that's another task in of itself. Open mic brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. 631-286-0444. Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York. Catering and good food. And, of course, if you visit there, you'll notice the great presence of Milton, the guide dog who lost his life because of negligence of the Guide Dog Foundation. Shelby's Kitchen, Belport, New York, 631-286-0444. Both of you by Kennedy Realty, my buddy Anthony Kennedy, 631-888-1186. You can buy a house, get some good information, Mr. Kennedy Realty. So check them out. All right, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avantio Quindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, and all the beautiful children going extra mile for a child. And I want to say hello to a couple of new friends, Andrea, her two little ones, and her son is autistic.
Wow.
So hello, welcome to Inner Sight, and I'm sure we'll be hearing from you. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island. Open mic. 631-484-3085. If you need dog food, cat food, it's all free from Gary. He raises the funds for it and gets the food. And if you're disabled and you have problems getting around, let him know when you call 631-484-3085. Let him know that you have difficulty getting around, and he might be able to bring the food to you.
Yeah,
so
he did that for me.
Keep that number handy because you never know when you're going to need it. 631-484-3085. Now, what did you interrupt with?
Sorry. He did that for me when I had the two dogs, and he did it and brought it to me. Yeah.
All right. All right. Inner Sight, Nobody Starves on Long Island. We're brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929 on the Silo. And don't forget, October 13th, their self-advocacy workshop group. If you look on the website, you'll see all the different workshops they're going to have. Or you can call them. 631-880-7929. And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about self-advocacy when you're denied a service dog. So we'll see what happens with that. All right. Inner Sight, open mic. Brought to you by Big East, the Key to Rescue. The Big East, the Key to Rescue. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond. They're based in New Jersey. And Big East, the Key to Rescue at Verizon.net. If you want to send them an email. If you're in need of an Akita, just as a pet dog or even a service dog, give them a call. We can help to train the service dog, and we can certify it on the Inner Sight. So, you know, you won't have to go to fight with another organization who's going to tell you, oh, the Akita can't be a service dog. Let him tell that to Charabelle, my dog.
Yeah.
You'll look at him like, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
That's true.
All right, Inner Sight, Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004, open mic. brought to you by Inner Sight Incorporated. It means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090. That's the Inner Sight hotline. All right?
Yep.
So keep it handy. And this is open mic. You got the Able News around?
Yes, I could run it.
Let me just get that Able News.
Oh, come on. It takes its time, this thing. Sorry, this thing takes its time. I don't know why,
and
but it does.
I do it quietly so I can stay in there doing it while you're looking for it.
Okay.
My good friend Angela Melanie, Able News, and if you want to know what's going on in the disabled community, just pick up a copy. You can get it at any library. And we are proud to do an exchange with her on the Able News. All right. On Inner Sight. All right, you got it? Where is it?
Yeah, I just am trying to get it for us, but it's not coming up. It's doing a blue circle, which means it's not coming up. Hold on a second. I think I might have it. All right, hold on. Okay, here it is. I'm here. Wait a minute. Yeah, no. Here it is.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts or events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, and just so you know, we help all types of disabilities. We do not get involved with people who are substance abusers or criminals. So understand that. That's not us. I'm sure there are other people around, but if you're a criminal in jail, you know, we're not the people to call. All right, Inner Sight. Open mic where you can talk about whatever you want. Your own subject. 213-816-1650. And looks like we got some Indian summer weather that came in. Pretty warm for this time of year. It's only supposed to be about 64 this time of year. And it's been up there in the 70s. And New York City is supposed to be in the 80s tomorrow.
Wow.
So get out and have fun. Enjoy the weather before it goes away. Because we know it's going to go away. Inner Sight and the open mic. And, you know, we who are disabled are very, very unprotected in so many different ways. And I blame the politicians for that because they allow it to happen. And I blame, put partial blame on the agencies who don't really do anything about it. You know, they're all afraid because the money. The money comes
exactly
from the government. So if you need, if you feel your civil rights have been violated, of course you can go to the Human Rights Commission. Not too much faith in them, but we have a civil rights lawyer Table Guy, James Bahamundi. 516-783-9662. You might want to make note of that number. Jim is a good lawyer. He fights for you. He's a good guy. 516-783-9662. James Bahamundi. The last name of the tongue twister. Just call him Jimmy. That's what I call him. So there you have a guy, and the, one of the best things about Jim is you don't have to pay him. The ADA gave us that much, paid by the courts, and it should be.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that number handy, because you never know when you're going to need it. 516-783-9662. Now the other guy's on trial too. His trial started today. What's his name?
Biden?
Bankman.
Oh, okay.
With these coins that he allegedly deceived all these people, and then you got another politician. His trial is going to start. He's from New Jersey. Him and his wife both are charged with fraud. Some Spanish guy, you know. I mean, it's just horrible. Now, you know, look at all the money that's being wasted on these trials. And they say the government's going to shut down?
It's crazy, yes.
So I just refuse to believe that. You know, I think it's a ploy,
mm-hmm.
a psychological ploy for the president to say, "Hey, I saved the government. I saved you." Well, let me tell you something. You didn't damn ass save the disabled. The nursing homes are still there.
Mm-hmm.
Milton's killers are still there. The ADA is horrible. All the places you can't get into. But you didn't save us. You're not talking to us. The 40 million disabled. And that's the feeling.
Yes,
that
it is.
That is the feeling. You know? And we wrote a letter to Biden months ago.
Yep.
And he didn't even answer us. And he said he was going to answer us. You know? So somebody said to me, "Oh, keep writing." I'm not going to keep writing to these people and waste my time. Hell no. They should know. And I believe they do know.
I believe the same thing.
People say, the politicians don't know. They know. Give me a break. This show is all over the world. 122,000 listeners. Come on. They know.
Yeah.
They damn ass know what's going on. They don't care.
When I was at Helen Keller and they refused to help me, it's really horrible. But they weren't helping me or anything. They quit, you know, the service for me, which is crazy. Anyway, they were telling me, "Oh, we know that you are on TV and everything." So they know. Really know.
Sure they know.
Yeah.
Of course they know.
Yeah.
They don't give a damn. And that's
no,
the period. Oh, just ignore those people.
It's true.
No. That's what they tell them. That's why you got to have the money to fight these people. See, if we had the money to fight them, you'd see how fast they'd come to us.
Uh-huh.
Say, "Hey, let's settle this." You know, because
exactly.
They look like crap. I mean, they look like crap now, but they'd be a lot worse.
Yes, they would.
If we had the money. We've had politicians in front of this microphone more than once who didn't do a damn thing about the issues. And I'm sure that we'll have them here again.
Oh, yeah.
And see if they'll wake up and change the system, at least make a move to change it.
Yeah.
They don't even draft the damn law.
That's right.
So there you have some of these situations that we have to go through while they're wasting all this money on these trials. Now, I don't care if they try these people. Go ahead. The point is, take care of the people who need the help, too.
Yeah.
You're going to spend millions of dollars on these trials. Go ahead. But what about the people who need help? What about all the disabled people in shelters and on this stupid waiting list for Section 8? Why are they on a waiting list? Why are they on a waiting list for Section 8 when all that money for housing is being spent and all the people who work for Section 8 are getting paid?
Yes.
Where's the money for the people who need the housing? If the money is there for the people who work for it to get paid, then the money for the housing is there too, and it's not being used in the right way.
Yeah.
That's what the answer is.
Yes, it is.
Because they have the money, obviously. All these offices are open. And they just, I was told by somebody who works for Section 8 that the government just awarded more money for Section 8. So why is there a waiting list?
Shouldn't be.
I'll tell you why. Because the money's not used in the right way.
Agreed.
And other agencies are not participating in raising the money.
Yep.
Some of the money. And that's what it is.
Yep.
So anytime you hear that the government doesn't have any money, look at the agencies and see, are these people getting paid? And there's the answer.
That's right.
They're getting paid, but the people who need help aren't getting it.
That's true.
That's how the system works.
That's true.
People who need the help should come first.
Mm-hmm.
Then pay the people who work there. Because if they're not giving the people help, that means they're not doing their damn ass job.
That's right.
If you don't do your job, you don't get paid, do you?
No, you don't.
Well, the government is contradictory to that.
Yeah.
These people are not doing their job. All these people on waiting lists for housing. A woman called me the other day. On the waiting list, and she says that she's in a shelter. And she says it's horrible, and I got to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there are millions of people like that all
sure
over
are.
This country.
Yeah,
the shelter's getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't these people have a place?
It's really upsetting.
Wrong here. A great misconception of deceitfulness of what the hell is going on in this country. And it's all about politicians grabbing money for themselves. I mean, you got two guys on trial now. I wouldn't be surprised if tomorrow two more come up.
True.
You never know.
No, you don't.
And that's where the money goes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why people can't get help. People call me and say, housing is I can't afford a place. Can't afford housing. You know?
Yeah.
Tell them, I said, you know why? Because the money is not being used in the right way, and the agencies are not allowed to raise the money to help you And that's why you can't afford the place.
Yeah.
So unless that changes, you're always going to have this trouble, and it's going to get worse.
Huh.
It's going to get worse, especially if you have people coming in from other countries where they're oppressed, and they want to get out of there, and they're afraid and everything. It's going to get worse.
Yeah.
So now you're going to triple the amount of people who need the help, and the money is not being used in the right way. So there's the assessment of the whole deal. 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. We'd like to hear what you think about it. We have our solution is allow the agencies to raise money for housing and put it into a debit card, and let the government split it.
Yeah.
In a site hotline. All right. You know, let the government split the cost. See, that way, if the agencies were involved in raising the money, and a person got a rent increase, you know, the person wouldn't have to pay it.
Yeah.
The agencies would pay it, and they'd make money on it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's common sense.
Mm-hmm.
They're allowed to raise money anyway to help the disabled. That's what they're there for. But the government is not letting them do it. They've got them under contract, limiting them in the way they operate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going on. That's why people can't pay their rent. The rent increase should be picked up by the government and the agencies. The government shouldn't have to pay the whole thing. There's where the inner sight idea saves the government money. All right. Let's say a person has a $200 rent increase. Right. Government pay put Section 8 puts in 100, and the local agency puts in the other 100. Government doesn't have to pay the whole thing, and the disabled person can stay in their place. They won't have to move because they can't afford the damn. You see what's happened here?
Yeah.
People are forced to move out.
Oh yeah.
You know, that's what happened to one woman who called me the other day. She said I had a roommate. We had a nice place, and then they raised her rent, and we couldn't pay it. Well, where the hell are the damn agencies and the government? That's what's going on in this country. Multiply that by millions. And then you'll see why people are homeless.
That's right.
Common sense. You don't have to be a great mathematician to figure this out. Common sense. Let the agencies be there to help us. Let them raise the damn money. And let the government put up half. That would cut the cost of all this government spending. See? But the problem is the politicians don't give a damn about us.
Yeah,
they don't care about us. That's why that kind of a plan is not happening. It's not in motion. And the agencies haven't stepped up to really promote it either. All right, InterSite 213-816-1650. And let's see, tomorrow night is our nursing home show. We need a theme. Anybody on the line?
Let me look.
834 New York, 835, make that 835. New York, inner sight, around the world.
So slow.
And,
sorry about that.
Open mic, where you can talk about any subject. Just keep it clean.
Yeah.
We'll give you the boot. All right, you
sorry.
Don't want the boot.
No, I don't
Anybody
want the boot. I can't tell because this thing is very, very slow. I don't know why it's doing that, but at least, you know,
how
I get
sometimes
it.
Sometimes you can tell and sometimes you can't tell. What's up with that?
No, it's weird. It just doesn't, it gives you a circle. And I'm like, what the hell is that? You know, give me a second. I'm going to try one more time,
sometimes
okay?
Read it and sometimes you can't. What is it that helps you read it? That's what you got to concentrate on.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Louis
is
waiting for you.
Who?
Louis.
Oh, Louis. Yeah. Tuesday night. Yeah. He's gonna want to promote the. By the way,
the show.
Pepper Treat will be back. Not tonight.
Okay.
But we're hoping she'll be back Friday. She had some family obligations.
Okay.
So we'll get her back
mm-hmm.
Friday night on the 20th. Louis Rivera is on the line with Inner Sight. So let's get Louis in here.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the damn blue circle to stop. Yeah, I got him in. Louis?
Hello, this is Louis Rivera.
Yeah.
Hi, Louis.
How you doing?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Good, good. We're glad you made it through. Did you have to go through the storm or what?
Hey, Frank, on public access, I think your show is moving.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's moving to Sunday.
What, Sunday afternoon?
Sunday night, 1:15.
What, Sunday, 1:15 a.m. or p.m.?
No, channel 115.
Oh, channel 115.
Uh-huh.
Channel 115, I believe it's 9:30 at night. I have to double check the time. But it's 1:15.
Yeah.
I got to change my recording.
Mm-hmm.
I got to double check the time. Yeah, Sunday night, local, inner sight. 1:15, and of course Wednesday night Manhattan Neighborhood Network. That stays the same. 11 o'clock. Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel.
Not on Channel 20. Only 1:15.
Yeah, 1:15. You know, I could put it on 22. I have to give them a couple of dips.
Channel 20.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it back on 20. Put it
That's
on both
good.
Channels. All right, hey Louie.
Yeah.
Is it snowing out?
It's snowing. No, it's not snowing. Not until winter.
Yeah. All right.
I can go get my swimming trunks. I could go out in the snow.
Yeah. It'd be a polar bear.
No, I don't want to freeze my legs.
Oh.
Well, you put some leggings on. Leggings, what they call it? Leggings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got,
All
excuse
right.
Suzanne, I got to find the right size that fit my waistline.
Oh, okay.
I'm a size X large.
That's good.
X-large?
Keep me warm.
Now wait a minute. How many inches is that?
Inches?
Yeah. Do you know?
The waistline.
Yeah. How many inches is it?
Your waist? It's 85 inches.
No, it has 85
inches?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. If by the time you get from one side to the other side, it'll be next month. 80? No, it can't be 85 inches.
Well, I was just saying that myself.
85.
I'm sorry. I'm size 44.
Oh, that's nice.
44. Well, that sounds more like it.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm not Frank. I was looking at the ladies' leggings also.
Oh, nice.
Well, you can't wear those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stick with the men.
Yeah, yeah. So 44 inch. That means you got a big belt.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't use that. I don't use that for whipping everybody. I don't do that.
Yeah.
You get hurt.
Well, you. Like the fellow who said, I need a belt. The other guy says, well, stand up and I'll give you one.
Yeah.
Friday night, we're going to have some fun Friday night. Sweet Pepper Treat should be here, too. Oh, and I'm going to continue writing my song. Remember that song we had a few months ago, with Pepper, Sheb Willie.
Mm-hmm.
That song,
yeah.
Called I don't look good naked anymore. Remember that song?
Remember that. Yes.
Well, I'm writing a song called I Look Better Naked.
Oh, I'm taking that music off. I don't want to play it.
Yeah, I'm writing that song. I Look Better Naked, and now I got the idea for it. I was out on the bus stop, see?
Yeah.
This girl came up to me and she said...
And that girl came up and she...
Yeah, and she said, I don't like those clothes. You look better naked.
I don't like that clothes. It'll make the ladies turn a little young or something.
That's how I got the idea for the song.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank, can I read the news about Able News magazine? She was on the front cover of Connie and Chrissy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, this is Lori Rivera. Able News is a very important magazine to see all the girlies inside there on the issue that turned Connie and Chrissy on, and the front faces on the front cover of Able News. And Connie and Chrissy, I watched that TV a couple years ago, do a date night, How to Flirt with Ladies and Get on the Dance Floor and Get Wet Kisses from Louis Rivera. And they cheer me up, and Connie and Chrissy gave me a good drink and put some, I drink a lot of beer.
Hey, can you put whipped cream in beer?
They don't go together.
Yeah.
If I drink it, I gotta spit it out, go throw it in the garbage.
Yeah.
Whipped cream. I want some.
Another delight.
Beer with whipped cream in it.
And other delights.
Other delights, even better.
And you can put some ice cream in there and a cherry on top. Pa 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 p Hey, Willie, Louie. Oh, I'm thinking of Sheb Willie. Louie.
Yeah.
What is that dance, La Paloma? What is that?
Paloma is a bird.
La Paloma is a bird?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a dance.
That's a Spanish flea, Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass.
Oh. Herb Albert, was he Spanish?
No, he's American. He owns A&M Records.
The Jewish guy, man.
He's looks
still
like
alive,
it.
Herb Albert.
Yeah, he's from Los Angeles, California.
I think he passed away, didn't he? Or he
no, he's still alive. Jerry Morse, his partner from A&M Records. He passed away months ago. Jerry Morse.
Is that Herb Albert?
Not Herb Albert, Jerry Morse.
Oh, different guy.
Herb Albert, they own A&M Records in 62.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard it, The Lonely Bull. I know the Herb Albert recordings from way back.
Yeah. You remember the great Harry James? He was a great, great trumpet player.
Was he a big band leader?
Yeah, yeah.
I know Benny
James.
Goodman, Glenn Miller, Artie
yeah,
Shore.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Benny Goodman, I said that. And Charlie
band.
Rich and his drums.
Yeah. Charlie Rich.
Yeah. Drummer.
Wait, is that the country?
Charlie
it,
Rich
wasn't
is
there
a,
another
no,
Charlie
no,
Rich?
No, Buddy Rich, not Charlie Rich.
Buddy Rich, yeah. Okay. Charlie
drummer.
Rich is the country singer. Yeah.
Hey, the most beautiful girl in the world.
Yeah, yeah. That was Charlie Rich, his song, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the he became famous when he was 68 years old, the oldest guy your recording star, you know, start out or whatever. All right.
Yeah.
There we go. Conga. Conga.
What
was
that?
That's the conga.
What was that? What?
Conga drum.
Yeah. There it is. All right.
What was that noise?
I don't know, but give us some of that Friday night, you know.
Hey, Suzanne, what's that noise I'm playing?
Go for that.
Oh, Friday that's night. For the, what you're playing is a conga drum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
You want to, hey, Louie.
I, yeah.
You want to learn how to fight your mother-in-law? Call this number. 631-445-3464. Third eye.
Who's that?
Insight. That's the third
that's
eye
that?
Insight.
What's that phone
you
number again that you told me?
Yeah.
What's the phone number again?
631-445-3464. Insight.
So who's that? Nobody Storms on Long Island?
No, that's Devin Fernandez. You can talk Spanish.
Yeah. Well, how much I can teach how to play bongo and conga drum?
I don't know if he does, but I know he teaches people how to protect.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight, Louie Rivera. What are we going to get? Give us a promo for Friday. Come on.
Okay, I'm Rosanna, and Connie and Chrissy, you're on the front cover of Able News Magazine. I'll be tuning on Friday night, el viernes, 8 de 9 de la noche, the Inner Sight Frolics. if I'm not, if I'm 8 to 9 on Friday on Public Access, and Frank, you got to give me that new time for your show on TV.
What'd you say, Public Access? Ask what?
Public Access on Sunday night, and give me the time on a new time.
I thought you said Public Ass.
Abscess.
Public Ass, number one.
Huh?
All right. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My God, I'm going to do Rosanna Swap in the bathroom with those two guys and kind of Chrissy, make sure I go to the right bathroom with the swab and tickle, tickle, tickle. And,
you go
and,
to the right bathroom.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm going to buy cotton swabs for tickle, tickle.
Yeah. And we're going to have Jack Benny on.
Yeah. Yeah, Jack playing for play the violin. I hope you get the chords right.
Yeah. Jack Benny with Rochester.
Okay. Okay, Frank, give me the new time for Intersight. For you to be at 9:30 on Thursday night and moving to a new time.
Sunday night.
What's the time?
Sunday night, 9:30. Channel 115.
Not 120.
No, 115.
Okay, I'll check it out. And
check it
Jewish
out.
Spotlight just moved to a new time. Westhausen presents us on Thursday at 9:30.
All right. You heard about the guy on stage. He said, hit me with the spotlight. The guy hit him. And
his name is Rabbi Tilliam Tilton on Jewish Spotlight.
That's it. Jewish Spotlight? What is that, a show?
It's a show about the Jewish community. It tells a story about the Jewish in Jerusalem, and it tells a story about Jewish people in the community, about everything. And the kids are Jewish, and they show you how to make a matzo cracker and drawing and fingerprinting and having fun.
I thought it was about a Jewish guy who had a spotlight.
Mm. Rabbi Tilliam Tilden.
Oh, all right. All right, we'll see you Friday. You going to come on?
Yeah, okay. After past 8:30, I'll keep trying.
Yeah.
And thank you for the new time for Intersight's new time for Sunday night.
Oh, yeah. Sunday night, channel 115, 9:30, I believe it is. Have to double check.
Okay, I'll keep trying to get the right channel.
All right.
Suzanne, I love you. You take care.
I love you, too.
Catch you
and
later.
You take care of yourself.
Okay, no, Louis is number one nice guy.
Yeah, you are.
On the open mic.
Yep.
Okay, take care, Suzanne.
You too, Lou.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Let's clear the board. See if we have any other callers. I don't know, but...
Yeah, let me look, okay?
213-816-1650.
Paw Control. Is a Paw Control. You have made a new number one movie, Paw Control.
All right, clear the board. Eight 853 Intersight and open mic, you know, where you can pick your own subject.
Yeah, which is nice.
Talk about. Business news.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I get the business news. Listen to that, because you know the whole issue for helping the disabled is the funding. The whole thing.
Yeah.
The agencies. What's all that noise in the background? Let's get rid of that noise.
It's not on. I don't have. That's not mine, but I'll try.
Get rid of the noise. Clear the board.
Yeah, I will. Hold on.
Do something. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm going to. Let's see. Okay.
The whole reason why people cannot get help, the help that they need, is because the money is being dispersed in the wrong way. And the agencies, the local agencies in your neighborhood are not allowed to help you. Now, one of the problems with that is if you're on SSI or you get disability money or you get food aid money,
mm-hmm.
and someone, some agency or someone contributes to you,
mm-hmm.
you could be in trouble.
Right.
right away they're going to look for ways to reduce your benefits, so-called
yeah.
benefits.
Right.
So that's another issue. That has
mm-hmm.
to be changed. People
of course
should not be, people should not be penalized because they're trying to better themselves. And that's exactly what's taking place in this country now. Now let me give you one outstanding example right now in my mind is my dear friend Michelle. They killed
mm-hmm.
her guide dog. They won't service her. You know. Now, if she had the idea that we want, in other words, if she had the money in
mm-hmm.
an account for a guide dog, let's say $25,000would do it, maybe $30,000. If she had that money in an account when all this happened, she wouldn't be in this position now.
That's true.
At least she could get some help.
Mm-hmm.
She could figure out, you know, I'm going to do A, B, and C, and get another dog, or but the way it is now, the whole system is horrible.
Okay.
I don't think there's one school that would even service her.
No, I don't think so either.
So that's where it is.
Yeah.
It's the damn ass money. And they raised $50,000 to $100,000 to train Milton. The agency killed the dog, and they're keeping the money.
Yeah.
You can't get worse than that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, where's the law? Where's
it's
the protection?
Not, it's not right. It's like not even there.
So this is why people can help. There isn't one agency other than Inner Sight that I know of, or maybe the Independent Living, that is willing and reaching out to help her. And we're limited because we don't have that kind of money. I will be with you tomorrow night on the Nursing Home Show.
Yep.
Don't forget, Inner Sight means freedom advocates for the disabled. And thank you for listening. Can we get a number of listens? Can you get it quick?
Yes, I can. 122,000 and I think 10,000.
122,010?
Yep.
All right, over 122,000.
Right.
All right, thank you so much. Be with you tomorrow night. Thank you. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.